Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul, here with our guests Holcomb Waller and Ben Landsverk, appearing this weekend only at Out North in their play Surfacing. And is it about surfing?
Surfing? No, it's not. In fact, the title is funny because Surfacing is the title of a new work that Out North has commissioned in partnership mm-hmm. with another presenter in Montana. And but they really wanted to bring us out here in March. And mm-hmm. so we're actually showing excerpts of work in progress pieces mm-hmm. of a new work titled Surfacing, as well as parts of a show we toured for the last 2 years called Into the Dark Unknown. Mm-hmm.
Into the Dark Unknown. Mm-hmm. And is this also having, it's like the benthic deep of the, undersea? Is this a subterranean, a submarine play?
No.
So, not so much.
Because I think of like a U-boat, or like Das Boot or something with surfacing.
We could go that direction.
It does sound a little like The Abyss, doesn't it?
The Abyss.
You know, the end where the Martian ship rises.
I didn't see that movie.
You didn't?
No, not yet.
Oh, gosh.
But it's mysterious. So I see like a lot of, may I ask what it's about?
Sure. Well, it's not narrative. That's the one first thing to know.
Okay.
I'll talk a little bit about Into the Dark Unknown first, because that will most describe what we're doing at Out North this weekend. It's a piece of music theater which takes a folk concert and places it into a theatrical context, and then lets the performance of the songs get pretty fantastic in cooperation with some video elements and some staging and lighting elements. So most generally, it's me sort of talking directly to the audience about my songs and about what they're about with regards to my life, and then letting the characters in the song sort of take over the stage, and I actually embody the characters at points, and so it's hard to describe a narrative, but most generally I think that the main themes are love, loss, marriage is a big theme in Into the Dark Unknown.
Yeah, very good description of marriage.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, and Ben, you are a musician.
I'm a musician.
Accompanies the play.
Yes, well, both Holcomb and I are musicians. I'm the music director for this play. It's multimedia song cycle something.
Yeah,
it's hard to describe exactly what it is, but
that's very true.
Extravaganza.
It's an extravaganza. I'm a multi-instrumentalist. I play most things with strings on them, and then I also play keyboards in the play, and I do a lot of the arranging for the play. Our band is actually very cool. We have a cellist and a
Helen
violist.
Helen Howarth.
Oh, yes.
She's from here, and Sally Jungreis. Yeah. They're both local
Helen
players.
Helen Howarth. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're joining us.
They're fantastic, yeah.
They're great.
Yeah, so you put together a little pickup band here mm-hmm. with Ben, the music director, mm-hmm. and you guys are from Portland,
mm-hmm.
and you're performance artists, musicians down there, and Holcomb, you're a songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a cycle was suggested by songs you already had, and then you said, hey, I see a nonlinear narrative here, or there's something. Why did you decide to theatricalize a concert in this manner, rather than just come out and be like a folky?
Well, I actually, for many years, did come out as a folky.
He's
and
out.
Grew folky. Somewhat tired of it. Not tired of it, but rather...
I can't stand the patter.
Well, then maybe you shouldn't come.
No. Like, the audience is laughing at anything. Like, I just got back from Boston, and then everybody laughs.
Yeah.
My dad just turned 85. Everybody laughs.
Yeah.
It's like, what? I know it's polite. It's kind of like that old, Pete Seeger. I don't know what it is, but...
Actually, I exploit that to the fullest in this mm-hmm. show. I mean, the form of using patter as basically the... theatrical conceit around which I'm crafting an evening of theater. That's what I do in this show.
It's as good as anything. I mean, that's what it is. It's the connective tissue between the songs. So. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was basically part of the inspiration was that I was performing in music venues and folk venues, rock venues. And there's a lot of theatrical conceits in these venues that are built in that nobody really acknowledges. And I thought it'd be fun to just work with them directly and present it in a theater. Also, I just had started working with a lot of video and costume and different things. And Into the Dark Unknown was a way to extend that process for me as an artist. And it really was kind of an experiment in combining folk concert with in multimedia, so a lot of video work, and with theatrical staging and lighting. And I'm taking that further with the next work, which is the work titled Surfacing, which is what we're titling the show that we're performing this weekend at Out North, to actually create a much more narrative-based piece that does have a narrative arc.
How exciting. That's great. Well, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Stage Talk on KSKA. We're talking to Holcomb Waller and Ben Landsverk about a new work that they're debuting this weekend at Out North, and it's called Surfacing. Surfacing. Now, do you sing any sea shanties in it?
No. The sea doesn't really...
The sea doesn't come into,
come into play.
Well, after all, surfacing can be... Surfacing is something you could do to a plank of wood, too.
Yeah.
So there's all sorts of...
That's true.
Think of that. Like sanding.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like a desert thing.
Yeah.
The title Surfacing refers to something that doesn't necessarily come up yet so much in the piece we're doing at Out North this weekend. But the idea behind the title, it does come up thematically in what we're doing, in that I believe there's kind of this... When people talk about looking for love or finding love, or even in a spiritual sense, when people think about finding God or finding spiritual meaning, I always personally relate that to a sense of something deep within coming to the surface.
Exactly.
And I find that there's this funny self-contradiction between the idea of things being superficial and with the actual presence of a kind of amazing holiness on the surface of things. And when I look at people or interface in the world, I'm always thinking about how it's different things meeting at the surfaces, and that's how we touch each other. So yeah, that's what the title Surfacing refers to. In the narrative we're creating for the second piece, there's a rather fantastic setting, which is a post-apocalyptic future where love and coupling no longer really exist. It's as if the entire population, which has been greatly reduced and is now largely agrarian because of God knows what happened, has become kind of PTSD, post-traumatic sort of. But it's very egalitarian, very utopic, but nobody partners. And in this future world, love sort of reemerges, but it reemerges between two men. And so the story of Surfacing...
Adam and Adam.
Yeah, it's sort of an Adam and Adam. Except it's not a creation story, but it's more of a creation of love myth, a future creation of love myth. And really my interest in exploring that is about making commentary on the very popular topic these days, which is gay marriage and the rights to gay marriage. And the way we talk about love and the rights conferred to people civilly and all of that. And I just want to kind of unpack a lot of the things that people talk about, like, oh, it's wrong. Oh, it's gross. Oh, it's different. Oh, it's a tradition. Oh, all these funny things that we use language to describe, which really makes so little sense to me.
It shouldn't be anything having to, a legal institution. It should just be personal.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, spiritual or whatever you want to make of it.
Yeah. Well, since I'm gay, it's sort of, I hear all these stuff.
It really has no place in the law.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's personally, system. I'm like, wow, what are you guys talking about? Like, I would never talk about you falling in love in these terms, no matter what church I belong to. And I wouldn't put ideas on that experience. And I think that love is a really universal experience. You know, that's why all folk singers, all they do is sing about love songs and loss. And, you know, it's universal, like that everyone's facing that. And those are hard things everyone faces. So those more broad themes come up a lot in Out North, the Out North performance, the universal experience of love and the hardships we all face. And it's not really a political piece, but it's more just something to unify us. And it's coming from my perspective as a gay person, but it's really for everyone.
Yeah.
I talk about my mom a lot.
I was thinking you could, if someone wanted to take this play, it became a great play. They could easily turn it into male-female also, or two females.
Yeah, when it goes to New York, it could be any sex you want. I think...
which there are like 11.
Yeah, we love your show, Holcomb.
Because three isn't enough.
What if we had Halle Berry and...
Ben, so do you compose, work with Holcomb on the song? Are you like, you know, the words and music?
Well, from time to time we've done that. I think for this next one, Holcomb is doing most of the composition. I'll be assisting in arranging and that sort of thing.
So are you guys formally trained? Did you go to like some kind of institute or, you know?
Yeah, we went to school together. To college. We both went to Yale.
We met
University.
At Yale, and I didn't study music. I studied video. Which
at Yale?
Yeah, video art.
Okay.
I was an art major, and you were a music major.
I was a music major, so. Composition.
Oh, wow.
So interesting, and now you go around the country doing performances.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It is cool.
It seems like a very, intuitive thing where you just maybe get together and you just kind of, like, in a blank canvas, empty space, quiet room, and then you just start playing, and then... things just surface.
They absolutely do.
They absolutely do.
You just described our process.
Yeah.
To
perfectly.
A T.
Well, you got to relax to do that, though, and trust the other guy, the other person like that. So what's it like working with the locals in your little band?
Well, we just had some great rehearsals with Helen and Sally, and they're wonderful. Everyone here has been really supportive, so it's been a pleasure.
I think they're real happy to be doing something, too.
We have a very active and good theater community in Anchorage. Mm-hmm. I like to say it's sort of like London in the 16th century, mm-hmm. about the same size, and just as isolated.
A lot of scrofula, lots of pox.
Right. Exciting times.
Yeah, exactly.
Times.
Yeah. But good acting as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, we just ran out of time, however,
no problem.
So I have to pull this together and say thank you
to
Holcomb Waller and Ben Lonsberg.
Thank you.
And we'll look forward to seeing Surfacing at Out North this weekend.
It opens tonight. And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, you can go to datebook49.com, where you can list your events on KSKA's website. The monthly Poetry Parlay will feature the works of poet Billy Collins and local performance poet Tanya Wolber. It will be on Wednesday at March 17th at 7 p.m. in the Out North Gallery. No reservations are necessary.
In Talkeetna, Denali Drama presents How to Make Love Like an Alaskan or Sleepless in Soldotna Thursday and Friday, March 18th and 19th at 7:30 p.m. This show has adult content. Tickets can be purchased in advance with a credit card by calling 733-7929 during the box office hours Monday to Friday, 10 to 2.
Alaska Junior Theater's annual benefit dinner on Saturday, March 20th will feature a live performance by mentalist Joshua Kane. Call 272-7546 for more information or to reserve your table.
The Ferrandi annual melodrama, Pirates of the Aleutians, Saloon Girls Gone Wild, has its final showing tonight at the Snow Goose Theater at 8. For tickets and information, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS.
Cyrano's performance of You Can't Take It With You has changed schedule. There will be previews this weekend and next Thursday with the gala opening on Friday, March 19th. This classic romantic comedy is a right-up-to-date show with fun poking at taxes and politics, and it'll run through April the 3rd. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7, with a Sunday show at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. at Cyrano's, Jack Dalton will interview Jack Roderick. One of the things they'll talk about is Jack's early days of acting in Anchorage Theater. As a bonus, Catherine Statham will be there to add to Jack's memories and present and autograph her new book, The History of Theater in Anchorage, Alaska, 1915 to 2005. No reservations are necessary.
Anchorage Community Theater presents Moonlight and Magnolias, opening tonight and running through April the 14th. The play is about David Selznick, with an insider's look at the making of the movie Gone with the Wind. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. Call 868-4913, that's 868-4913, or email acthome@gci.net to reserve your seats.
Tomorrow at 8 p.m. at the Snow Goose Theater, Scared Scriptless Improv presents Almost Patty's Day Performance. For tickets or information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
And finally, at Out North this weekend only, you can see a performance of Holcomb Waller's Surfacing. This is a fusion of live music, theater, and silent film. Performances are tonight and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 4. For tickets and information, call 279-8099. That's 279-8099. Or you can go to outnorth.org. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.